Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, according to the latest CSO figures, the number of reports of driving while under the influence received by Gardaí in Donegal increased last year. The Cathaoirleá of the Shannon Municipal District says the secrecy regarding the future of St Joseph's Hospital is an erosion of democracy, and he believes it's set to become a major election issue. Eugene Gallagher has been officially co-opted onto Donegal County Council, replacing Desi Shields. And Harvey's Point, one of Donegal's best-known hotels, has been sold. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, the number of crimes reported to Gardaí in Donegal in the last quarter of 2018 remained static compared to the same period the previous year. According to latest figures from the Central Statistics Office, reports of driving while under the influence of alcohol or drugs were up, while the number of attempts, threats to murder and assaults were down 18%. There was a slight increase of reported sexual offences in the county, while nationally they were up 10%. Laura Donnelly has more.
Last year, there were 1,242 crimes reported to Gardaí in Donegal. The number of weapons and explosives offences increased by 33% in 2018, while drug-related offences increased slightly by 3% compared to the last quarter of 2017. 26 reports of fraud, deception and fraud-related offences were received by Gardaí in the county, down from 35 the previous year. The number of thefts has fallen from a total of 370 in 2017 to 328 in 2018, while 142 reports of burglaries and robberies were made to Gardaí, up 31%. There was one report of false imprisonment, one of human trafficking, and two of abandoning a child, child neglect and cruelty.
The President of the High Court has given the go-ahead to allow Circuit Court appeal hearings be heard at Letterkenny Courthouse. A long-standing practice of the court service meant all civil appeal cases had to be heard at courts in Sligo or Mayo. Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty has welcomed the move. Theresa May has conceded she doesn't have enough support for the Brexit deal. It comes as the EU has warned a no-deal Brexit is looking increasingly likely. Our political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
Theresa May took to the Commons earlier to tell MPs she might not bring forward a vote on the withdrawal deal this week.
But it is with great regret that I have had to conclude that as things stand, there is still not sufficient support in the House.
British Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn says she shouldn't force a third vote on it.
Will she accept today that her deal is dead?
Theresa May also warned that Northern Ireland may not be ready for a no-deal Brexit. She said decisions about the North would need to be made directly from London if we end up in that situation. The DUP's Nigel Dodd's not happy.
This is an entirely new argument that we're hearing for the first time as to why we need extension.
Meanwhile, the EU's warned a no-deal Brexit is increasingly likely, despite the Taoiseach's positivity.
I still think it's likely that we will have a deal.
But Leo Varadkar may have to provide more certainty on the border soon. A statement from the EU earlier said if there's no deal, the EU will immediately apply its rules at borders, including checks and controls. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
Eugene Gallagher has been officially co-opted onto Donegal County Council. He replaces Desi Shields, who resigned earlier this month. Councillor Gallagher will now serve in the Letterkenny Municipal District. Speaking in Lifford earlier today, he says he has a number of key objectives going forward and also paid tribute to his predecessor.
Desi done a lot of work behind the scenes, and he was well learned and well adapted to the work in the council. And he done a lot of work underground that normally wouldn't have been seen. But I'm sure we'll be able to sort him out, and we'll be able to fulfill his boot if at all possible, because a lot of stuff that needs to be actually done. And the main thing that I would be concerned with is the underprivileged and the people of Letterkenny in particular, because it's important that we don't forget such organisations as Carra House, the Irish Kidney Association, Irish Cancer Society, of which I'm totally, and the Multiple Sclerosis Society too, of which I'm connected with. And I want to maintain that. Although the work of the council will be difficult, I'm sure, and it's tedious, in some cases, and it's more robust in other cases, but it'll take me a while to get into it. But the next election, I should be well versed on it, and I look forward to it.
You have mentioned there, though, that if you see or hear something within the chamber that you don't necessarily agree with, you're not going to be afraid to speak up to.
Well, certainly not. No, if I see anything wrong, I'll call it out. I always have and always will. And that's why I was associated with this. He understood his principles and understood if he thought he saw something wrong, he called it out. Now, it mightn't make me very popular. It didn't make him very popular with these fellow councillors. But I'm not worried. It's not a popularity stakes that I'm here for. It's for the good of the people in Edikinney and the society in general and the constituents. And I intend to fulfil that to the best of my ability, either within the council or on the state of Edikinney.
Meanwhile, tributes were paid to the late former councillor Desi Larkin at today's sitting of Donegal County Council. Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council, Councillor Seamus O'Donnell, led tributes this morning in Lifford, saying that Desi Larkin left quite a legacy behind following his sad and untimely death. Councillor Kieran Brogan commented it had been a dark and difficult week for Letterkenny, and Councillor Jerry McMonagle described Mr Larkin as a man who had passion for both politics and people. The meeting was adjourned earlier for 2 hours as a mark of respect to Mr Larkin. The Cathaoirleach of the Stranorla Municipal District says the secrecy regarding the future of St Joseph's Hospital is an erosion of democracy, and he believes it's set to become a major election issue. Councillor Patrick McGowan was speaking after a weekend march and public meeting which saw over 1,000 people take to the streets in support of the Save Our St Joseph's Hospital campaign. Councillor McGowan says at the very least a small extension is necessary, along with extensive renovation to ensure the hospital meets present and future HICWA standards.
They're looking for either single or double bedrooms. The compensation of St. Joseph's means that there have to be a small extension. And if we don't see plans to build a small extension, we know then for certain that all it is a temporary arrangement. And it's something that will become an election issue during these council and European elections. There's lies being told here. Every other month we've been told something different. The Dáil itself has been lied to. Everybody has been lied to. People are asking now, what is the policy out there? Because you can't get into the general hospital. You can't get out of the general hospital. You can't get into the local public nursing homes. And there's also a serious cutback in home helpers. So we're just asking, what is going on?
There have been suggestions that this ultimately is feeding into what's been described as a privatisation agenda, and that the government's long-term aim is to move care of this nature into the private sector.
We don't know what the plan is. We don't know who's supposed to build these replacement hospitals. We don't know who's going to manage them. That seems to be very much a trend in the country at the moment. Like, we fear the worst. There is no hope in the community. The only hope is there is that the people themselves are taken to the street. We're showing our determination to try, and we've asked our Rectors members again on Saturday to find out what is going on, to cut through the secrecy. That's why the Rectors members are there. We were promised the Radigan report and we haven't got it. We're also promised a plan. We're also promised better communications. We've had absolutely none.
Harvey's Point, one of Donegal's best known hotels, has been sold. Investment fund Davy Real Estate has been announced as the new owners of the hotel. General Manager Noel Cunningham and Financial Controller Michael Cullen-Ann will remain in place and will oversee a programme of investment. Mark Geisling and Deirdre McGlone are the outgoing owners. Ms McGlone says with the hotel's 30th anniversary being marked this year, it's the right time for a change.
We're very proud of Harvey's Point and what we have achieved over the 30 years, but I think it's a really exciting time now. It's a great good news story for Harvey's Point, for the people who work there, for our customers, for Donegal and for the North West in terms of tourism and attracting visitors to our wonderful county. It's time now for somebody else to write the next chapter.
Meanwhile, on today's 9 till noon show, Noel Cunningham said the Geisling family had invested heavily and now it's time for new investment.
They probably made a decision about a year, 18 months ago, that they would take a little step back from Harvey's Point, and that's why somebody like myself and somebody like Michael, our financial controller and team, were in place. We've been kind of preparing for this day, for a better way of putting it. And that day dawned today. day. And whilst it's a very sad day that the Gisling family, as you say, their tenure comes to an end after celebrating 30 glorious years, it's also a time of great excitement because it's an investment in the property. Jody, Mark and Deirdre always invested heavily. You have to move forward. We will move forward. I ain't going anywhere. I feel very much part of the Harvey's Point story. I've been in and out of this hotel for almost 20 years and I've been here on a more permanent basis for almost 10, and thoroughly enjoyable it is. As I say, in good and bad, we've kept the flag flying for hotel keeping for Donegal. Mm. And at the end of the day, an investor invests not in the Gisling family, not in me, not in the financial controller. They look at a business. Is it successful? Are they happy with how it's being managed? They make that decision, and that's the decision that was taken. And it's, as I say, exciting because now we can move forward with other investment plans. And a place like Harvey's Point needs love and attention at all times.
The Donegal midwife, who died at the weekend after settling an action with the HSE, will be buried in her native Glenvar tomorrow. Philomena Canning, who had been diagnosed with ovarian cancer, had sought damages from the HSE, who withdrew her indemnity insurance to practice as a midwife. In 2015, her indemnity was restored by the HSE, but she never worked again as a midwife. After her case was settled at the beginning of the month, Ms. Canning said it was the first day in almost 4.5 years where she woke without a shadow over her. But there was also sadness because her long-held ambition of bringing birth centres to the women of Ireland may never be realised. The Irish woman who is being held in Syria has said she now wants to come home. Taoiseach Simon Coveney has confirmed that the government is working on bringing Louth native Lisa Smith and her young child back to Ireland. The 37-year-old is believed to have married a British man who has since died after moving to Syria in 2015. Security analyst Declan Pyre believes Taoiseach Leo Varadkar is doing what's best for Miss Smith and her child.
In fairness to Taoiseach, he's been pilloried a lot. By more or less saying that we should do the compassionate thing and just bring her home. But the reality is he has said that she would be subject to a security audit and that all options and avenues would be explored. And I don't think he's trying to say that we will just welcome her back in and literally pat her on the back and send her on her way. And it's new ground that has to be broken.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, with the latest arrivals of men's, women's and kids' clothing from leading sports labels like Nike, Adidas and Under Armour.
It's 14 minutes past five and time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We begin with athletics, and Finn Valley have ended the day at the World Masters Championships in Poland with two medals. Kay Byrne was the latest winner this afternoon when she finished fifth in the 8K women's cross country. The run from the Aidan O'Liddy helped Ireland to team bronze in the 50-55 Masters category. Earlier in the day, Valley's Mark Connolly won gold for Ireland in the 8K. They claimed victory by 7 seconds ahead of England and 14 seconds ahead of Poland. The Ironman finished 19th overall in the race, and a short time after claiming the medal, he spoke to me, and obviously he was delighted with his performance.
I'm just over the moon. I haven't really sunk in yet, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's just an unreal experience, and I don't know what to say. I'm so excited.
Take me through your race, because you're a part of a gold medal winning team, and you get inside the top 20. So how was your race today? Were you happy with it?
I ran very strong the whole way through it, and it was a tough course. It was one of them undulating courses, like sort of like a woods, you know, and it was a very tough course, and you had a underfoot conditions, there was a lot of roots and stuff like that, but no, it was fair for everybody, and it was really honest cross country, and you just had to be tough, and you had to be mentally tough, and the hills, there was sand hills on it, so it took a lot out of the body, but hey, look, it's all worth it now. I don't really care what it was like, I'm just delighted, you know.
Yeah. And all the hard work and the hard training and the hard effort that you put in the lead up to this certainly paid off today.
People, I suppose, don't really realise what you do put in training, and maybe 10, 12, 14 sessions a week now for the last 2 years I've seen for this, and just for it to unfold on the day and work out. You know, sometimes it doesn't work out, and today it worked out, and I just can't believe it. I'm so delighted. It's for my family and all the people at home that support. You know, there's so many people out there, just the phone's buzzing all day now since that, and it's just the support you get and the good feeling about it, and, you know, people just delighted for you. I'm just looking forward to the ceremony now, actually to realise that it has happened, you know.
That is Mark Connolly, gold medal winner with Ireland today at the World Masters Championships in Poland. It's been a good day all round. Caburn also getting a bronze with Ireland. The Masters Championships for the Fun Valley competitors now turns focus to the indoors. And tomorrow, Sinead McGranahan is going to go in the walk event. The likes of Kieran Carland, Katrina Devine and Noreen Boner are also competing in indoors this week as well in Poland. To soccer, Republic of Ireland manager Mick McCarthy is braced for a fan protest during tomorrow's night Euro 2020 qualifier with Georgia. Patrons at the Aviva are likely to use the game to show their displeasure with John Delaney's governance of the FAA. Shane Duffy is a doubt for the Group D encounter. He's been sent for a scan on an ankle injury. There may be further changes to the side as well, because McCarthy has been admitting playing Seamus Coleman and Matt Doherty in tandem down the right didn't work as he'd hoped on Saturday.
It didn't work on the night. I said before, I may have to use it sometime else, who knows when, but it didn't particularly work against Gibraltar.
Republic of Ireland under-17s concluded their preparations for May's European Championships with a 2-1 defeat to Poland at the Talla Stadium. Colin O'Brien's side had the perfect start, going one up on 3 minutes, but they then conceded two goals. Derry's Ronan McKinley was involved in the game, the Newton Cunningham man coming in on 71 minutes. Chelsea have appealed to FIFA against their transfer ban. The club cannot register any new players for two transfer windows after breaking rules regarding the signing of foreign players under the age of 18. Chelsea will have their appeal upheld on April the 11th, and if it's upheld by FIFA, the Premier League club will have to force into a turn to the Court of Arbitration for Sport. They haven't yet approached CAS for an interim ruling, which would put the sanction on hold. In Gaelic games, Donegal made sure of a quick return to Division 1 football yesterday as they powered past Kildare on a scoreline of 120 to 10 points. Next up for Declan Boner's men is, of course, the Division 2 League final, which takes place this Saturday in Croke Park starting at 5, with Meath being the opposition. Yesterday's man of the match, 18-year-old Oisin Gallen, told Tom Comack that he's focusing on keeping his place in the team, and it's great to be playing alongside the experienced players in the Donegal setup.
It's just all about working hard and trying to keep a place in there, and just keeping the head down now and training. And look, we've a big one now next weekend, so it's just be another week of hard training and just staying focused.
What was it like coming into a team with Michael Murphy and Hugh McFadden? And
it's great. It's a learning experience. Every day is a learning day, and you get your eyes open. Like, it's just great quality and great players, and it's nice to be in the company of some of them. Like.
Yeah. Does it make it easier or more difficult to step into a situation like that?
It's a bit of both. Like, you're playing with better players, so you up your own game, but it's challenging too at the same time. So it is.
You strike me as a very confident player. You know, if the chance is on at all, you're going to go for it.
I'll just like to try take my score and always whenever I get in the position, but.
Yeah. So you enjoying it so far?
Yeah, I'm loving it. Yeah, it's just trying to drive on now for next week.
Good performance by Oisin Gallen, man of the match for Donegal yesterday. In rugby, Robbie Henshaw is rated as less than likely to play for Leinster in the Heineken Cup quarter-final with Ulster. He hasn't played since sustaining a dead leg during Ireland's opening Six Nations defeat to England. Josh van der Flier is likely to miss the rest of the season, having undergone groin surgery last week. The flankers out for 12 weeks as a result. Meanwhile, Ulster could be forced to end the playing winger Jacob Stockdale at outside centre for that game in Dublin at the Aviva. Ulster do have a host of injury concerns. Darren Cave, Marty Moore and Lewis Luddick are all injured after the Pro 12 win over, or the Pro 14 win over the Southern Kings. Will Addison remains a doubt due to a back injury, so Luke Marshall could be involved, having recovered from a torn knee ligament. And in boxing, Jason Quigley hopes to be fighting again as soon as late April or May. That comes off the back of a second round stoppage over Matthias Eklund in his UK debut at the Copper Box Arena in London over the weekend. Speaking on Highland Sunday Sport, the Balbuffet boxer said that he hopes to keep the ball rolling and get back into action as soon as possible.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking to get out now as soon as possible. You know, I want to get out. If they have a date in late April even, I'll be ready to go then. So, but more realistically, we're looking for a May date now, and I want to push for early May, so hopefully that we'll get one in at the end of May. But we're going to push for early May, and hopefully we get one in that time, and get back and keep this ball rolling now when it's going.
More sports on Highland tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, an Inishowen councillor has welcomed the passing of a motion today to replace a bridge in the Illies which was badly damaged by the floods of August 2017. Donegal County Council has confirmed to Councillor Rena Donaghy that plans to replace the Mina Mullaghan Bridge has passed planning stage and is now due to go out to tender. Councillor Donaghy says people in the locality are left stranded in times of flooding due to the current state of the bridge, but says today is a positive day for the community.
Today at our County Council meeting, I was delighted to propose the replacement of the Mina Mullaghan Bridge. This bridge is of paramount importance to the people who live up there. It was destroyed in the floods in August 2017, leaving a number of families completely stranded. They had no way out or no one had any way in. So at that stage, I got the civil defence to come and bring them food and fodder and what they needed, because, as I say, there was no way out and no way in. And this was very much appreciated by the people at the town, the time, the help from the civil defence. So, ironically, the same thing happened just 2 weeks ago. The flood came again. The people were stranded. Children couldn't get out to school. People couldn't get to work. No one could get in. So it's a scary situation to be in. So, as I say, I was delighted today to be able to propose the replacement of that bridge. So hopefully now things will move on. It'll have to go out to tender and it'll take a while, but the wheels are in motion and it will happen, and hopefully sooner rather than later.
Irish Water has committed to carrying out upgrade works to 4.5 kilometres of water main within the slab lands at Burnfoot. The utility has confirmed that the project is currently at design stage and is expected to be complete by 2021. The water main in question has been described as very problematic at present, with the area it caters to subjected to numerous bursts in recent years. Local councillor Paul Canning hopes that once the work is complete, it will provide a much needed improved service to residents there.
We have, as the people of Burnfoot and the slab lands and right up to Newton Cunningham, have had serious problems regarding the amount of bursts there on that water main. Now, I've been on to Irish Water on a number of occasions and I've threatened that there's no way there's water going to Letterkenny until they get that piece of water main sorted. So they have confirmed that they have 4.5 kilometres of the water main at design stage at the minute. They're going through the process because of the SEA that's down there in the slab land. There's a lot of the environment impact to be done, but they are committed and they said they will have it completed by 2021.
Quite a long bit away though, 2021, for residents to wait for what you're saying really is an adequate water supply.
Yeah, it is a long bit away, but the capital programme, they have programmes and the budget for it, and the capital programme only starts in 2021, the new capital programme, unfortunately for us at this stage. But it's going to be the first project that is going to be on that programme. And they say that they, if they can bring it forward, they will, for the purpose of getting the water to Letterkenny.
Weather now mainly cloudy but dry tonight, with some clear spells developing. Lowest temperatures of 0 to 3 degrees. Winds will be light and variable, allowing some patches of mist to form towards dawn. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the number of crimes reported to Gardaí in Donegal in the last quarter of 2018 remains static compared to the same period the previous year. According to latest figures from the Central Statistics Office, reports of driving while under the influence of alcohol or drugs were up, while the number of attempts, threats to murder and assaults were down 18%. The President of the High Court has given the go-ahead to allow Circuit Court appeal hearings be heard at Letterkenny Courthouse. A long-standing practice of the court service meant all civil appeal cases had to be heard at courts in Sligo or Mayo. Eugene Gallagher has been officially co-opted onto Donegal County Council today, replacing Desi Shields, who resigned earlier this month. And the Cathéard of the Stranorna Municipal District says the secrecy regarding the future of St Joseph's Hospital is an erosion of democracy, and he believes it's set to become a major election issue. Councillor Patrick McGowan was speaking after a weekend march and public meeting that saw over 1,000 people take to the streets in support of the Save Our St Joseph's Hospital campaign. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, March the 25th. The death has occurred of John McClafferty, Lower Dunmore, Fulcara. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Caroline McMenamin, Nae McGavigan, 93, Crohan Heights, Lifford. Remains are reposing at her home. Fiona leaving her home on Wednesday morning at 9:15 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Murlock, Lifford at 10:00. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time please from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Brendan Quinn, 23 Hillhead Road, Claddy, Strabane. Brendan's remains are reposing at his late home. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass at 10:00 in St Teresa's Church, Sion Mills, followed by interment in the adjoining churchyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Glenside Adult Training Centre, care of any family member. And the death has occurred of Aidan Hannigan, 309, the Curra, Killigordon. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass at 11:00 in St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. Family time, please, from 11:00 tonight and before the funeral tomorrow morning.